Reno's Rock Station, Rock 104.5, backstage once again at Aftershock 2024. And they rolled through town back in May at the Virginia Street Brewhouse. They also played at Run Amucka. We are talking to the one and only Drowning Pool. Guys, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing fine, man. It's good to see you.
Great to see you, man. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you. We are talking with Ryan McCombs and CJ. CJ, what's your last name? I just know you by CJ.
CJ Pierce.
CJ Pierce. There you go. I know you as CJ. I think CJ is all we need to know you by,
that's
right?
All, Christ Jesus. My mom was very Catholic.
Whoa. All right.
Well,
so
that's what you named me. I don't think I make this stuff up.
Christ Jesus.
I'm not the savior, but I'm here to have a good time.
Well, you know what? We're going to, you know what? Let's delve right into it. I was able to see your set. This is the first time I saw you guys with Ryan.
Really? Awesome.
I've seen you guys with both Jasons in the past, but have not seen you with Ryan before, and sadly never got a chance to see you with Dave. So,
we just released these images, these stickers and stuff of everybody done for Halloween. Yeah. Mike is Freddy Krueger. CJ's Pinhead, of course, because he's got the...
Of course.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
What mask did we put on Ryan?
He's wearing Jason Jones. Jason Moran.
That is great. That is great. Put the Jason.
Thanks for playing along.
That's awesome. So, again, it was really awesome to see you handle those vocals and just, you know, everything that is Drowning Pool. I was a big, big, huge fan of Sinner. One of my favorite albums of 2001, and it's still one, still one that gets played to this day. Did you guys open up with Sermon?
Not
today.
On this one. We have been on this on the tour that we're on right now. We've been opening up with Sermon,
but not today.
It's really cool because
show we opened with Sermon, so we wanted to mix it up this show.
Right.
Right. Okay.
But it's really cool for me because Dave was a friend, and of course, we use like the intro that we use now for the show. To lead into Sermon is Dave doing the backwards stuff and everything.
Okay.
So for me, it's really cool to hear our brother's voice.
Right, yes.
Before we take that stage.
Yeah, you know? Well, and that's my favorite song on the album. And so when I saw the other set list, I was like, oh, man, they're opening up with Sermon. And
oh,
we have an interview.
Well, and
I saw, I was like, well, we have an interview at the same time, and I'm going to miss the song and everything. And so we got there right after right when you went into your second song. I was like, did I miss Sermon?
Or? Well, you might have. Maybe we did play it.
The band has such a catalog.
I know. That's it.
You know what? I'll go get a guitar later.
And you only have time, when you're the opening slot.
35 minutes.
Yeah, you got 35 minutes. So you got about five or six songs. That you
but
can
that's
go
the
with.
Beautiful thing about Drowning Pool is the catalog is so deep that I mean, we could play different songs every night for like weeks.
Yeah. We mix it up a lot, which is fine.
Is that now Ryan? For you, is there, you know, you have your style, and you
I appreciate
you know
you saying that I have a style.
You do have a style. I mean, look at you,
style.
Man. But no, the
burping style.
You have Dave's vocals, and then you have the vocals from both Jasons. And when you perform the music that Drowning Pool recorded with both Jasons, do you find a difference in, you know, that you have to change anything, or how do you approach those?
Like you, I'm curious, too.
Go for it.
You can swear. We can edit.
No, it's the Jason Jones era, because that's the cool thing about Drowning Pool is, like, it's always been Drowning Pool music because you have the core.
Yeah, you have the core three guys
been together from forever.
Mm-hmm.
You have Mike, Stevie, CJ.
Yeah,
and so the music's always been Drowning Pool, but if you break it up into eras, it's easy to do because you have the different singers and everything.
Right.
And like what you're saying with Jason Jones and Jason Moreno and even Dave.
Right.
The Dave stuff was really tough to wrap my head around because he was a friend.
Right.
You know, he's the only guy that his name is tattooed on my body. My son's named after him, you know.
Wow, okay.
And that was
wow.
before he passed away. So it was, so that was hard just because you want to do him justice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't fill his shoes. You just got to bring a decent pair of your
right.
own.
Right, yes.
With the other Jasons, Jones was easier for me because I think these guys were looking for that type of vocals at the time, and I matched closer to Jason Jones.
Okay.
With Moreno, he has a higher pitch.
Okay.
So it is more of a challenge for me, and I even came to these guys and was like, man, we need to do these songs, and we're all of the same mindset. We need to do these songs because this band has fans that are fans
of the different eras. Yeah.
And so you want everybody to leave the shows having heard something that is their favorite from their era. So I felt very uncomfortable doing the Moreno stuff just for the fact that I wanted to do it because I wanted those fans to walk away having heard stuff from that era, but I wanted to do it justice. I wanted them to walk away not going, man, he butchered that. And so, but these guys are like, man, just sing it the way you would sing it. Yeah. Like, but at the same time, I want to do it to where those people leaving are leaving happy.
Singing so, like but that, it's we got the backgrounds, cool. And we do
One Finger in the Fist, yeah. And
so it's awesome because it's like the song is like it is, and Mike and I sing as well, and so does Stevie. But then it's like the song is elevated because then Brian brings his tone to it. You hear the song, you know, I'm trying to sing high, squeezing my balls, One Finger in the Fist. And I'll rise, yeah. So it's the song is taking on a whole new, like, to me it's elevated.
When Dave passes, what's going through there? I mean, are you thinking to yourself, this is the end?
Like that. Dude, it was tough, bro. It was like, you know, it's several different. The first and foremost, you just lost your best friend and your brother.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, like every local band, everybody, we all want to get our art and music out there. Mm-hmm. And we got it out there. Like, wake up one day, you know, the local band, next day you sold me freaking records.
Right, yeah.
It's like, you know, and having a great time, and all that got taken away.
Right.
So, you know, knowing Dave and knowing him personally, he wanted us to go on.
Right.
And he was friends with Ryan. In fact, the first time I ever heard of Ryan, and so it was because Dave played it for me.
Okay.
So we're all tight-knit family. So, you know, it was a tough couple of years. You know, there's a lot of dark stuff on Desensitized if you read between the lines on it.
Right.
But when Ryan came into the band, you know, Jason Gong Jones did a great job singing. It's just personality-wise, you know, it's a different animal when you ride on a Pringles can with wheels on tour.
Yeah.
So Ryan coming into it was just natural, man. Like, we do great records. All the songs and the material that we come up with, man, it's the easiest writing flow process I've ever had in my life.
So do you empathize with maybe like the guys from Linkin Park, who has finally, after all this time.
Yeah, how do you replace Chester, man? Right. He's a one of a kind,
and,
dude.
And so now, I mean, and the social media wasn't around, you know, back when you guys, you know, were replacing Dave and stuff, so you didn't have to, you know, feel that hate. But, man, Linkin Park, there's the comparisons, and there's the hate, and, oh, they shouldn't continue as a band.
Social media is just a piece of crap. Everybody talks shit on a movie, a TV show. Band, everybody talks crap about everything.
You want to
so.
Play, man. Put up the show on. Like, you know, I was guilty of it. You know, when Lane passed away, Lane Staley, Alice in Chains, and it kept going on. Mm-hmm. I, because I'm a fan of music, I understand that mindset. Oh, it's never going to be the same. It's not like, but dude, they're doing an amazing job, right? And for, you know, I'm like, all of a sudden I'm in that band with a singer died, man. Great. Pigeonhole. But it's not like that. Like, you know, we've been friends since high school. We're writing music. I know Dave would want us to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Diamond Vinny with Pantera, I know they would want them to do what they're doing now. And they are. So, like, here we are with Ryan. We have our own two albums. We're working on a third one right now. Like, you know, getting it done. Like, come see the show, man.
Yeah.
You get everything you want and need.
Even before I was in the band, because it was newsworthy, so people would ask me in interviews when I was still doing the Soil thing, and they'd ask me about it. I was like, Dave would be pissed. I mean, they all four of them worked to make Drowning Pool's name what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let that name just fade away because he passed away, he'd kick their asses in the afterlife. You know? I mean, right.
Like, you can't play. You got to quit playing Drowning Pool. Like, so if somebody in your family passes away, you just stop doing what you're doing, right?
No. Right.
You stop.
Yeah. You got to live. You got to keep going. And so
keep it on.
Let's fast forward to 2024. Yeah, you got a new single. Let's do it. We got a new single out.
The Final Amen.
Revolution. About, the Final Amen. Let's talk about that. And because sounded great. It sounded great live.
Revolution. It's probably the first time, even going back to the original time that we spent together, that we actually sat around a table and, like, lyrically threw out ideas and everything.
Just like this, man.
Like, usually, in everything I've ever done, I handled, like, 99% of the vocals. So this is the first time that we've actually sat around a table, we're all throwing out lyric ideas and everything. So you have four different takes on the song mixed together on that one. So, like, Revolution to me is just it's a broad view of the fact that things ain't right.
Right.
We all know it's not right. And people sit back at home and they post a nasty meme or they make some political statement through a meme and they think they're making a difference and they're not.
Right.
I mean, it's At some point,
they're stirring the pot.
I mean, social media. At the end of the day, it was created to keep us all doing something other than paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and God bless social media, because it allows the bands and stuff to be in contact with the people that allow us to do what we do. But at the same time, it's such a nasty, ugly thing.
It gives everybody a bad voice. You just feel that your opinion matters.
So, like, revolution to me is, like, eventually, everything's going down the crapper. And not just in the States, but worldwide, everything's going down the crapper. And because everybody is concentrating on that, making sure they got the most likes, making sure they're not paying attention to what's going on around
mm-hmm.
us. And eventually, we've all got to just wake up. And right. make some actual change. And I'm not talking about this bull crap that the U.S. does with like raiding stores and getting a new TV because they're having an upset day or anything. I'm not talking about rioting and shit. I'm talking about actually standing up and saying something out loud and making a difference as a people. Because all we have is each other at the end of the day.
That's
if we don't fucking stand up together, we're just going to get ran over until it's fucking over.
Wow, how do I follow that?
So, what's the next question, man?
So
we're bringing it.
We could keep going, man. We can keep going with all that.
Today was the first time I've seen you guys perform live,
cool,
and it was a tremendous show. So I got to ask you, do you always go into the crowd the way you did today?
No, I haven't. I haven't been as much lately, but today was just like, I got to tell you, today was that for me personally. These guys were great, but for me personally, between the monitors and my inner ears.
Right.
It was a nightmare on stage.
Oh, jeez.
So
get the hell off stage.
I'm just getting off stage. It sounds like crap.
Get out of here.
I'm going to go in front of the PA where it sounds good.
At one point, I pulled the inner ear out. I had them kill my wedges in the front because it was knocking
right.
my head off. And but then I'm just yelling because I couldn't hear myself at all. So I'm burping on stage really loud.
Loud noises and burps.
Well, you burped on key, so I mean that's good.
That's all I can ask for most nights.
You know,
but we're on that.
You see the crowd out there, and it's like I gotta get out there. I gotta have some fun with them.
So a buddy of mine was in the crowd. He was texting me. He's like, "Hey, I'm trying to get to the barrier for bodies," and I'm like, "Hey, you have fun with that. I'm too old for that." And I guess he made it about five rows from the front. When you drop down,
he's like, Ryan's in front of me. Oh my God!
And I'm like, hey, how close did he get to? He goes, oh, so cool. So
I can almost smell him.
It's all about the fans, and for you to take that moment and you're basically giving people, you know, just a once in a lifetime experience.
Have you seen the video for Revolution? That's exactly what we did in it, man. That's what we're about.
Right. That was cool, actually. The video for Revolution, it just lined up that we're doing a show in El Paso.
Okay.
Speaking Rock, which the band does almost on an annual basis now. So it's become family. And the people that you see even in every aspect of the video, in the parking lot and everything, those scenes, those are actual fans that came out to the show. And it's to be able to incorporate them, because I mean, we owe everybody everything that gives us the time of day.
That's amazing.
So, it's being out there in the crowd, being out there and being able to shake hands and just touch hands. And there isn't a band that takes that stage that can do what they do without the people giving the time of day to do it. So, I mean, being able to be out there with the people that give us a reason to friggin' be at the end of the day is a gift to us. It's not so much us giving anything to them, it's us accepting what they're giving to us, you know?
Yeah, man, the energy's like none other. Wow.
It's all about the energy. It's reciprocal between the two of you.
Absolutely.
So, and then the only other thing I want to know is, you know, you've talked about so many different eras of the band and such a large catalog. And Aftershock says, hey, you've got X amount of time. How do you pick what you're going to play?
We stay up all night long till 3 in the morning. We did it at the last show in this one, and we're just going round and round with set list. And then, you know, we come up. It's it's all four of us, and we always agree on everything because we all want to have a good time. So.
We all come up with a different set list, and then in the morning time, we go outside the bus, and we draw a big circle on the ground. And then we all get in there, we oil up and everything.
we all
put our fighting loincloths on.
Okay.
And we have the most disgusting thing you've ever seen in your life. And then we wrestle it out until we finally, whoever's the last man standing in the ring that his set list gets chosen.
Well, yeah. You brought up wrestling, and now you're speaking Jay's language.
Yeah. Well, Drowning Pool did record a version of Triple H's theme
man,
song.
That was great.
Yeah, it was on Forcible Entry. I love that. I love that version better than the ones that he uses.
Thank you. Well, you know, we're coming
up with Motorhead.
Oh, well, the Motorhead one is great, but I love it. I just love the way it goes, man. Right. But
well,
I get it.
I don't want to let any cats out the bag, but you know, we're coming up on a 25-year anniversary of Sinner. In 2026, and there's a lot of things like that we've done. I would, you know, as a fan, I would love to hear Ryan's voice on songs like that.
Okay.
I'm not touching.
There's other things. No. You want me to bust out the pool and the lube again?
Fucking England, dude. Libby is higher than God. In
England. Yeah, but yes, he is. Okay, bro. I was sitting at the. Okay, so we're at the Rainbow, and he's playing the video game, and I was like, "Lemmy, is this cool?" He was like, "Yeah, whatever." He said, "Well, yeah, whatever." So we did the song. We
That's
had his
great.
Approval.
There you
he
go.
Said it was okay. Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
Because he would probably kill me. I'd like to hear Ryan on that. Maybe that's like, I don't know.
There you go.
Maybe some other wrestling songs. Some,
ooh,
you know,
yes.
SmackDown song, maybe Ryan's.
I love it. And look, I mean, your music was featured during different pay-per-views and stuff like that. So we have a game we like to play. It's called Fast Five. And for Fast Five, we're just going to give you some either-or questions.
Okay,
all right.
Like a medium five.
I'll go slow it down a little bit.
All right, how about slow five?
Here we go. We don't have.
Been a lot of vodka.
And now some of these will be either or. Some of them I might give you three options.
Okay.
Like this first one.
You got to fight him. You got to kill him. You got to. Okay.
And you guys are from. Drowning Pool
we're
themselves from
yeah.
Texas.
Yeah.
So here we go. Stone Cold, Undertaker, Triple H.
I met all the three of them. God, dude, what are you talking about?
What was the first one?
Stone Cold, Undertaker, or Triple H. And I only threw Triple H, not that he's from Texas, but because you guys did the music. So I wanted to really put a monkey in that wrench.
You know, I stepped on the Undertaker's foot when I backed up, and I stepped on it, and I turned around and went, oh, God, Jesus. And he was like, oh, man, you guys are cool, man. It was WrestleMania 18.
Oh, wow.
And I stepped on his foot.
I wish he would have gave you the tombstone
nice.
Right there.
Dude, like Triple H came in and gave us this big hug. And like this big bear hug, and he's a nice, sweet dude. And of course, you know, Stone Cold, man, he's from Texas. So,
you going Undertaker? There you go.
I'm not bouncing around the line. I'm going Undertaker. That's a legend of legends.
Yeah. All right, here we go. You guys have been all around the world. You've been all around the states. Whataburger, In-N-Out, or White Castle?
White Castle.
Whataburger, come
on.
Oh,
there you go.
Not the one by my house, because the people that work there, really, they mess up the stuff. But Whataburger, yes.
There you go.
I live in England, and White Castle is one of those places I cannot wait to get to when I come back home. Because unlike these guys, I grew up in the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And so White Castle.
That's why I threw that in there, man.
What are we, two Cajuns,
dude,
a redneck and hillbilly.
There you go. All right, we got 80s hair, 90s grunge.
80s hair, man.
There you go.
Grunge.
Oh, we got a little dissension in the ranks. How about Sabbath or Zeppelin?
Oh, bro, come on, man. Jesus.
You know what? Are people in England going to hear this?
No. They could if they surf the internet.
They won't let me back home.
John's grandson's standing over
me. Well, that's up. All the way.
There you go.
I would say I'm influenced by both for sure.
Right, yes.
It's a mix. Yeah. It's a blend. It's both.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like peanut butter and jelly on a sandwich. I like both.
Again, I'm going to answer the question because you asked the question. I'm going to answer it. I'm a Zeppelin guy.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Dr. Pepper or Coke?
Dr. Pepper, DP, baby. Come on. Let's get an endorsement.
Shut up. That was fast, man.
DP, Dr. Pepper, Johnny Cool.
It's a fast
five. Exactly.
DP. Doctor, why don't we have this endorsement? I drink Dr. Pepper all the time.
I think we got our answers, guys. Thank you so much.
Vodka.
I know. We've gone a little long, so thank you very much for hanging
thanks,
out
man.
With us.
You guys are awesome. Dude.
This has been a
and
good
dude,
time.
Matches to new friends.
Yes.
Play with them the other day. Play them again today. It's like
they're yeah, great band.